Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 5-Minute Family Devotional Kid-Friendly Devotions for Growing with God by Brittany Rust, is a Christian family devotional designed for households that want a simple, consistent way to read scripture together. The book fits squarely within the family devotional genre, with an emphasis on short, accessible sessions that can work around busy schedules. Its central purpose is practical discipleship, helping parents and children talk about God, reflect on biblical truth, and build spiritual habits without requiring a long-time commitment. Based on the available publisher and bookstore descriptions, the devotional uses brief readings, child-friendly language, and themes that connect biblical teaching to everyday family life. That makes it especially relevant for parents looking for a structured resource that is easy to use regularly, while still aiming to be meaningful for both children and adults. The title itself signals the book's core promise, small daily time investment, but recurring opportunities for faith formation, conversation, and shared attention to scripture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a short format devotional built for real family routines. The defining feature of this book is its 5-minute format. That matters because it addresses one of the main obstacles in family devotionals' consistency. Many families want to read the Bible together, but longer studies often fail to fit into mornings, bedtime routines, or the gaps between school, work, and activities. Brittany Rust appears to design this devotional around the reality that spiritual habits need to be repeatable before they can become lasting. The brevity does not suggest shallowness so much as intentional focus. Each session is meant to give families enough material to read, think, and talk without creating a burden. In the family devotional genre, this makes the book more functional than programmatic. It is less about complex study, and more about creating a dependable rhythm of shared attention to God's Word. That practical design is one of its strongest strengths because it lowers the barrier to entry for households that may not already have an established devotional practice. Secondly, kid-friendly language that still includes adults in the conversation, the book is clearly aimed at families with children. But the available descriptions suggest that it is not written only for children. Instead, it seeks common ground between younger readers and adults, which is an important distinction. A good family devotional has to do more than simplify content. It has to remain useful for parents who want biblical substance without losing accessibility. This book seems to aim for that balance by using themes and ideas that children can understand while remaining relevant to adults. That approach helps avoid a common weakness in family devotionals, where the material becomes either too elementary for parents or too advanced for children. The kid-friendly framing likely makes the book easier to use across ages, especially in homes with mixed developmental stages. It also supports conversation rather than passive reading, since the content is presented in a way that invites discussion rather than requiring theological training. In practice, that means the devotional is less about teaching children in isolation and more about forming a shared spiritual language within the home. Thirdly, biblical reflection paired with everyday application. The book's purpose is not simply to present a verse and move on. Like many effective devotionals, it appears to connect scripture with practical life in the family setting. This matters because children often understand biblical ideas more clearly when those ideas are tied to recognizable situations such as relationships, obedience, kindness, trust, gratitude, or prayer. The devotional format is well suited to that method because a short reading can quickly move from biblical truth to reflection and then to application. Brittany Rust's approach, as suggested by the available material, seems focused on helping families see how God's Word speaks into ordinary patterns of life, rather than treating faith as a separate activity. That gives the book a catechetical function, as well as a devotional one. It helps reinforce basic Christian concepts through repetition and relevance. The result is a resource that can support spiritual formation in a way that is concrete rather than abstract. For families, that practical bridge between text and life is often what makes a devotional genuinely usable over time. Fourthly, a tool for family conversation, not just private reading, one of the book's most important functions is likely to foster conversation between parents and children. The format described in the available sources suggests that each devotion is meant to be brief enough to fit naturally into family interaction, which is significant because the strongest family devotionals do more than deliver content. They create a setting where children can ask questions, parents can explain faith in simple terms, and both can reflect together on what scripture means. That makes the book relational in its design, not merely instructional. The family setting matters because children often learn through repeated conversation, not one-time explanation. A devotional of this kind can help parents translate theological ideas into everyday language and make faith part of normal home life. It can also reduce the pressure on parents who may not feel qualified to lead a formal Bible study. By keeping the structure manageable, the book supports participation rather than performance. In that sense, its value lies not only in what is written on the page, but in the kind of interaction it is designed to prompt. Lastly, an accessible entry point into regular Christian discipleship at home. This devotional stands out as an entry-level resource for families who want to begin or restore a spiritual routine. Its accessibility is an important feature because many Christian homes struggle not with interest, but with sustainability. A book like this offers a lower-pressure format that can help families move from occasional Bible reading to a more steady pattern. The emphasis on short, understandable devotions makes it particularly suitable for younger children, new believers, or parents who want a simple structure rather than a demanding curriculum. At the same time, it still points toward a serious goal, growing with God as a family. That phrase suggests formation over time, not just isolated moments of inspiration. Compared with longer or more academically detailed family devotionals, this book is positioned as more approachable and easier to maintain. Its likely value is cumulative. Even if each individual session is brief, the repeated practice of opening scripture together can strengthen habits, vocabulary, and shared expectations around faith. For many households, that practicality is what makes the book especially relevant. In conclusion, 5-Minute Family Devotional Kid. Friendly Devotions for Growing with God is best suited for parents, caregivers, and families who want a realistic way to build Christian habits into daily life. It is especially useful for homes with children who benefit from short attention-friendly readings and simple discussion prompts. The book also fits families who may feel intimidated by longer studies or who need a devotional resource that can be used consistently without much preparation. Its main practical benefit is accessibility. It gives structure to family Bible time while keeping the commitment small enough to sustain. Its intellectual and spiritual value lies in the way it translates biblical themes into everyday family language, making scripture usable rather than remote. Compared with many books in the same genre, its distinction is not complexity but usability. The 5-minute format, kid-friendly framing, and emphasis on shared conversation make it a strong option for families that want discipleship to feel integrated into ordinary routines. For readers seeking a brief but repeatable way to center family life on God's Word, this book offers a clear and realistic model. If you would like to support Brittany Rust, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.